Hey, welcome back to the Infamous Podcast. This is episode 110. I can't talk. This is Brian.
This is Johnny.
And we are joined with two special guests in studio. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
I'm Josh Pence.
Hey, I'm Cincy Nerd. How's everyone doing today?
He's got a new buddy. Did you just get
ow? So I have the monitor.
That's like a normal day.
Ear,
a normal day with me here.
No, that was a little bit louder than you.
Sorry.
Except when I start singing, then it's like, yeah, take the earbuds out.
Are you recording? Oh, okay.
I don't know. Just have my phone there.
Cool. All right. So, if you guys don't know, Josh Pence and Cincy Nerd are two prolific YouTube toy hunt video vloggers. So it was on my toilet paper. Okay. Really, so.
Wow.
It was my SAT studies toilet paper. So, nice. But yeah,
that
so
give you a hemorrhoid, you know that.
Well, because I sit there and I just read the whole roll.
Oh, it's so. You just brought them to read. They're not for wiping; they're just for reading.
All right, so today, since the guys are in, you heard them on our Ohio Toy and Comic Show recap video, whatever live-ish video, whatever the hell that thing was. But they're in studio to talk more about. We're going to talk about toys. We're going to talk about comics, nerd stuff. We're going to talk about how Josh is biting off my style. With sunglasses and t-shirts.
Wait, you don't have the Iron Fist shirt?
No, I don't have the Iron Fist shirt. So anyway, so why don't we get started, Cincy? I'm going to call you Cincy. I know I have a hard time with that. But
just as long as you don't call him Cindy.
So Cindy. Actually, just kind of tell us, one, a little bit about your channel.
Okay.
Two, how you got started.
Yes.
And then we'll go into more of that after we hear the same stuff from Josh.
Sure. So I started, I think it was last year in August, and I had always watched YouTube videos, especially videos revolving around toy hunting and toy reviews and whatnot. And I go up to Columbus on a fairly regular basis, like once a week. And basically when I go up there, I sit in a hotel room, usually eat Chinese food, and watch TV. So I got a little bored with that. I do a lot of collecting. I go up there and I buy stuff. So I figured I'm watching these people do these things on YouTube. They're filming themselves, hunting toys and whatnot, going into stores, reviewing these toys, showcasing the toys. Why not do that myself? I can do that myself. So I started doing it, and it kind of just kind of took off from there. I posted my first video. I think I got like 10 views, and I was extremely happy with that. 10 views was 10 more than I had the day before. So it just kept building and building and building, and people kept watching and watching my videos, and I noticed that just people shared a common interest with me in hunting toys and talking about these things. I've been playing with toys since I was a little kid. Since the first Star Wars movie came out, I was 2 years old when the first Star Wars movie came out, if that shows my age.
And he's old like you.
And I've been collecting toys ever since. I've never stopped. So it's just been a thing for me. And YouTube just kind of was very organic, was very natural. Just kind of built upon itself, and here I am today. So
awesome.
Successful.
Yay!
Same question.
Well, where do I even start? I started YouTube back in April, I think. Yeah, that's when I uploaded my first video. I've probably been collecting for like 3 years, but I've always been like all about toys or whatever. I mean, when I was a kid, I remember playing like episode one stuff. I'm only 20.
And he's wet behind the ears.
Yeah.
Why am I the butt of all the jokes today? I drive an hour and I'm just getting hit with jokes.
Here's how old I am, okay? Let me just interrupt, Josh. I apologize.
No, it's not.
You said you remember playing with episode one stuff when you were like a child?
Like 10.
Okay, so the day that episode one stuff hit the stores, the night before I got drunk. I was hammered and I woke up early the next day. Completely hungover to go get Star Wars toys. That shows how old I am and how
and
young
I'm that
are.
Old. That
so did Josh.
I think
though.
I was fooling around with a girl the day those came out and
see,
had to
like,
go to work.
And it was the last time you ever fooled around with a girl.
There that's like the that's like one of like and on a dead ass serious note. Like that's one of the cool things about this hobby is like the age group.
Oh yeah,
but like. We all have
there is no age group.
Well, no, I mean, in all seriousness, like everybody's like some people are like double my age, but like I talk to them like they're my age,
right.
You know, like even with Cincy, like he's older than me or whatever, but like we get along
Yeah.
Like, there is no age gap because of this big hobby that we share.
I think the key is the fact that these action figures, these toys, comic books, all this stuff that's geek in nature keeps you young at heart.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so,
yeah.
Like, you feel like a kid again, so you kind of, we're all the same age.
Internally. Yeah.
Because so, you and I are the same age.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know. Yeah, we show our ears sometimes when it's like, hey, the first movie I seen in a theater was Star Wars. I did, too. The first movie I seen in a theater was Star Wars.
I think it was mine, too, yeah.
Because they, back in the 70s, 60s, 70s, they would re-release movies every year because there weren't as many theaters. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was 3 years old. It had come back to Cincinnati and seen it at Showcase Cinema Springdale.
Okay.
And my mom and dad's friend took me and his son to see it. And I was like sold.
Oh yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like yeah. Now you think, yeah, I was sold, but it's like back then I'm like, Chewbacca scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, that was the first movie I saw, but I think the first movie that really blew me away that I remember seeing in the theater was Empire Strikes Back.
Yes.
When I saw
yes.
that, I was just like, whoa,
yeah.
this is amazing.
The AT-AT scene was like the exactly. one where I was like, oh wow, I want to fly one of those things.
The AT-AT scene and then the Bespin scene at the end when he says,
yeah,
I'm your spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Empire, spoiler. There are people out there, we've seen people on our Facebook page
yeah.
that have never seen a Star Wars movie, and I'm like, how the hell does that happen?
It happens.
Or how even, do you avoid
I work
pop
with a
culture?
Lot of people like that.
That's crazy yeah. to me.
And there's people that'll come and ask me like, what should I watch first? And I'm like, watch A New Hope, since yes. that's what it's called now. I said, watch that group first.
Mm-hmm.
I said, and then watch Phantom Menace, and mm-hmm. then watch Force Awakens. I said, it'll make more sense.
Mm-hmm.
I said, because if you watch it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, I said, you're going to ruin everything.
Yeah.
I said, the whole I am your father thing doesn't have the impact if you watch episode 1 through 3
and
first.
That's true. That's because it's an impactful moment when he says, I am your father.
Yeah.
I showed my wife, Mrs. Cincy, for those that don't know, Mrs. Cincy had never seen a Star Wars movie. She's one of those people
okay.
that had never seen
yeah.
a Star Wars movie.
Wait,
so,
and you married her still?
Still. Well,
wow.
That was one of the things, is she had to watch all the Star Wars movies before I proposed to her.
Wow.
So
yeah.
I showed her all the Star Wars movies, but my mistake was I showed them to her in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6
oh.
order. I didn't show them in
yep.
4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3 order.
Yeah. I'm yes. like,
it's
I
a
literally
Tarantino
tell people,
movie,
I'm like, watch the
original
trilogy, then mm-hmm. watch the prequel trilogy. I said, because it's going to make more sense in a story format because you're getting the backstory in the second trilogy.
Yes.
And I'm like, in Force Awakens, I'm like, just don't watch that until you've watched everything else.
Right. I've heard there's a different order to watch them, and I kind of like this order. It's 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 6.
Yeah, you could do that.
Because
too.
You end with I am your father, like, whoa,
yeah.
what the heck?
And then you go see what happened.
1, 2, 3,
yeah.
And then
yeah.
you go to Return of the Jedi. Okay, here's what happens next.
Or you just skip 2 altogether. I hate that's the one I hate the most.
But
you
see, that's like one of my favorites.
See, yeah,
like,
and for your generation,
it's
yeah.
your generation.
Well, and it's like Jar Jar Binks.
Favorite? That's your favorite Star Wars character.
But
most of the
like,
people
see,
your
why
age
am I getting all the jokes?
Are like, why is everybody
damn.
Like?
You're not used to this.
I, in
sorry.
All seriousness, everybody that's like around your age range, if I say Jar Jar Binks, I could live without him. I could live with him,
yeah.
and I'll insult people sometimes, and I'll be like, no, I'm not insulting you. I'm like, but you know. He's not a favorite character of mine.
Right. And I didn't, like, he's not something that I'm like, oh, cool, I love him. But it's just...
I get the
like,
comedy of him.
But I remember watching the original trilogy, like, when I was 5, 6, 7. Like, I watched them over and over and over.
Right.
But when the prequels came out, like, I was... And I don't know, I was just so interested on, like, all the fights, because that's something that you didn't see mm-hmm. in the original
trilogy.
Well,
yeah,
trilogy.
Yeah. Jedi. You can see Jedi actually in action was, like, the thing that I wanted to see. And I'm like, there wasn't enough of that in the first one where I'm like... Well, that's what we were coming for.
That's kind
of
like
yeah.
what I like about episode 2 is you kind of
yeah.
see like how many Jedi.
Well, it's the very first time you see that,
yeah.
which
yeah.
is awesome.
And, yeah, a lot of them got killed.
Yeah, there's parts
and,
of that
you know,
that are cool, but like there's it's literally like skip, skip, skip on a Blu-ray now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like
yeah.
skip all of Naboo.
Yeah,
literally
yeah.
all
the Anakin
of Naboo
and Padme
gets,
stuff was kind of a little
yeah.
too much. It's like,
yeah,
so
it's like
the order that I got and the more that I watched, I realized like okay, this
yeah.
is what people are talking about.
So we're
like,
doing like the
story.
Movie, like well, we're doing the rewatch, right? So. My wife and my daughter and I. Mm-hmm. So we started with episode 1, went to 2, went to 2, went to 3, then went back to the Clone Wars cartoon.
Oh, nice.
And so we're watching all
and
of
that's
both
where I
versions.
Tell people, I'm like, you got to watch Clone Wars.
And
I'm like,
100% you have to
so
watch.
So then we're going to do Rebels up to whatever's current, and then Rogue One, Star Wars,
yeah,
Empire
so
Jedi.
Yeah, there's so much more to add into
yeah.
the mix now.
So,
yeah, it's,
but my daughter has never seen... the special edition of the original trilogy.
Oh wow! Okay.
She's, well, I mean,
yeah, you've got the
because I have
Laserdisc?
I have the digital version of the Laserdisc.
Yeah. Oh,
nice.
That yeah. may she, or may not have came you should let her watch by them, nefarious though. Needs.
No. You should let her watch them just so she can go, oh, God.
You know what's sad is I don't remember the original song they played in Return of the Jedi, Jabba's Palace, because all I remember now is the damn new freaking song that they did.
Oh, yeah. I can't stand it.
We'll fire it up before you leave.
Awesome.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I was like, the original song, I have all the soundtracks. So the original song, I'm like, why couldn't they just done that and just updated it a little bit, you know?
Because George Lucas lost his damn mind and went the way of Frank Miller.
You know.
Yeah. So.
True. Frank Miller's kind of lost his mind, too. Yeah.
Anyway. So.
Yeah, back to. Yeah, sorry to interrupt. I'll make it real quick.
Your origin story doesn't matter as much.
I'm too young for it to matter. But all super real quick, I've probably been collecting figures and stuff for about 3 years. Start off with Star Wars Black Series. And now that I think about it, it's hilarious because I always told myself that I would never spend $20 on a figure. And here I am, upwards.
In this day and age,
it's
$100
that, figure. Well, I mean, before I started collecting. Yeah. I remember going into Meijer and seeing, Black Series, Han, Yoda, all that stuff.
Yep.
And I was like, $20 for this? Never can do it. Yep. And here I am, upwards to, $100 for a Mezco. And just okay, whatever. But I would say probably back in December or January, this past December, January, I started watching toy hunting channels, and Cincy.
Wait,
what?
Can you say that again? I'm recording. What? You were watching some toy hunting channels, and who did you watch?
Cincy Nerd. Oh. Yeah, I was watching
I've heard
Cincy
about
Nerd.
That guy.
Yeah, he's okay. He's all right.
I prefer Cindy Nerd.
Yeah, Cindy Nerd.
So is Cindy Nerd your toy hunt Sherpa?
I would say honestly, him and Mike the Hunter. He's okay. Those are the two. I don't know. You guys probably don't know who he is.
I haven't seen Mike.
I've
the
never
Hunter,
heard
no.
of Mike the Hunter.
No. Jeez, here we go. Here we go. But yeah, those were the two that I actually started watching, and then I got into the whole syndicate. Then I found the page, and then fast forward 4 months later, I uploaded my first video.
Yo, where did the syndicate come from?
It's been from there. So I won't finish my story.
I'm sorry. I know. Sorry.
No, right.
I'm sorry. You reminded me to ask
we'll get
that.
To that.
And then,
Josh, I'm riveted.
No, and then here it is.
He's staring at
August,
you.
August 19th, and I'm here. So continue.
How many viewers? How many subscribers?
Only,
at this point?
I just passed 3,000.
That's awesome, though.
Yeah.
Now, do you guys monetize?
You, Cincy? He's beating you.
No.
No, he's at
he's at 6.
He's at 6, but
6.2.
Okay.
All right, everybody, subscribe to Josh. Get Josh up to 6,000 by next week. Come on, let's go.
Nope, it's okay.
So
you're the Padawan. Yeah. He's the master.
Kind of.
He's growing. That sounded kind of perverse. He's growing really big. His channel is growing very, very quick. I have a microphone in my face that's in the phallic symbol, and I just said he's growing very big. Your channel is growing extremely quick. For how long you've been doing YouTube. If my channel grew as fast as your channel did, I'd probably be at 12,000 subs.
I mean,
you'd
be, and I'm not tooting my own horn or whatever. I'm just going to be legit real for a couple minutes. Uh-oh. If I can finish
down.
An actual conversation. But it's and I was telling these guys before, and I've told Cincy the first time we collab, I never thought people would legit enjoy my videos. Like when I watched Cincy and other people, I was like, oh, cool, I could do that. But from when I first uploaded my video and then I got a shout out from Cincy, within the first 2 weeks, I gained 200 and some subscribers.
Nice.
I mean, I've been on 1,000 subscribers a month, and I've only been doing this not even 4 months yet.
Right.
So it's insane because I don't know what I'm doing. And I really don't. I don't know why. And that's where the hate comes in, because there is a lot of people right now that's not digging me.
When you have people leave shitty comments and stuff?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I leave them up. I've talked to Cincy about this, and I mean, I guess I should delete them because it's just going to, put all of them in. But people just love to hate. And on my live streams, not this past Saturday, but Saturday before, I probably had four or five people hop on there and just roast.
No,
oh,
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Bad. And
they're just jealous.
There's certain other YouTubers that have legit just came out and said I don't like your stuff, and
wow,
it's just jealousy, and it's insane at the end of the day.
Well, everybody's got a different taste.
Yeah. Are we gonna get an East Coast West Coast toy hunt YouTuber battle?
It's close to that.
The California guys, they're forming their own little gang out there, and us Midwesterners have to do something.
We don't have very many.
It's like Sons of Anarchy.
So the guys in California are just butthurt because Kenner started here in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
and we have all the cool, like, hard to find toys at garage sales.
The boats dock there. They get the stuff first. It's like, they do. Yeah, they it's really like, calm do. Down.
It's so early.
It's like, you can do like your videos weeks. And get your stuff up, and everybody's like, oh, cool. And then they'll watch.
Well, by the
Cincy
time we
yeah.
upload the stuff, we don't mm-hmm. get the hiss that they do, because, like, the SOS hunters and stuff, like,
they're the first ones to find stuff.
Yeah, yeah. They'll find stuff, and within like 6 hours, they'll have like 2,000 views.
Yeah.
And that's insane. And they have just the amount of same subscribers as Cincy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just, it's insane. I mean, when you get into, like, the algorithm and, like, the details of how should you do a YouTube video for it to be successful, like, it's hard, because my girlfriend, Karina, like, she'll be like, how did this video get X amount of views and you found the same thing? I'm like, it's literally when you find it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're one of the first to put it on and you tag it and everything, it doesn't matter how good or bad the video is. You'll get
so
the views.
It's like, I took journalism classes in high school, and they taught us that whoever gets the news first is the one that's going to get it out fastest and is the one that everybody's going to look at.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what it is, but it's more of a, for you guys and for them, it's more locale than it is anything. So it's like, you know, boat stock, shit gets to the stores, they get it. Yeah, they're going to get more viewers. But the thing is it's the entertaining part.
Yeah.
If you guys are entertaining, which you both are entertaining in your own ways, that's what counts.
Yeah.
Like for me, it's like I watch 5 different vloggers that do, you know, daily vlogs and weekly vlogs. And it's like, as long as your content is entertaining, it doesn't matter, like, what you find. It's like, as long as you're, like, showing that you enjoy what you're doing, it's like, that's what matters.
Mm-hmm. And I had, like, a prime example of that with the last video when I went to Jim and Dan's Comics. Like,
yeah.
I was literally the most disappointed. Like, I walked in, and there was probably, like, 40 or 45 tables.
Yeah.
And I filmed, like, 3 tables.
Mm-hmm.
And I even posted. I was like, I don't even know if I want to upload this, just because it was, like, such a bummer. And to go in there with high hopes and find stuff and just not. But the video actually ended up doing pretty good, and there was a lot of positive comments. And a lot of people told me, it's just like, we want to watch you for you. At the
And
I mean, same
and
thing
I think it's
him.
One of those things.
I watch him all the time.
Yeah, definitely. Like I told you, you have to do that. You have to put that stuff up, because it's like, you have to show that not everything's a honey hole.
Yeah. Right.
I liked
not
watching,
everything is going
to I liked watching the fail hunt there.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, I thought that was one of my favorite ones of yours.
I think I even said that in the video. I was like, I'm just going to upload this so you guys know that you just don't find it. And I know you've uploaded quite a bit. You're like, I didn't buy anything.
The one that I'm working on right now, the video I'm editing right now, I find nothing. I visit a few stores up in Columbus while I was up there.
Spoilers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
spoiler alert. I find nothing. You should still watch the video, though.
Like,
well, the video might be up before the podcast is up.
When is this going up?
Next Friday.
Next Friday. So what is that?
I'll be in I'll be in Columbus.
September 1st.
Uh-oh.
Oh, September 1st?
Show?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
Wait.
Next Friday is the 25th.
Yeah.
So it's 2 weeks from
now. Oh, no. Yeah, you'll see the 25th. The Defenders one will be September 1st.
No, I'm going to Kenny's bachelor parties next week.
Nice.
So we're going up to Columbus.
To toy hunt, and then...
toy hunt. And that's it.
Sex toy hunt.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I bet that would crush... But you'd have to go to Vimeo for that one. You couldn't do it on YouTube with all the...
Hey guys, I'm going to the Lion's Den today. I'm looking for this.
We're at Hustler today.
And everything's blurred beside your face. The whole background's blurred. Like, yep.
They won't let you film in Hustler.
So
they won't let you film in at all.
We were going down to Myrtle Beach, and on the way down, when right before you get to Knoxville, there's like a big adult...
Yes.
Toy store. Mm-hmm. And in front of it...
Like Legends and Black Series and
Hot Toys? I wish, because...
Really hot toys.
We would never made it to Myrtle Beach. But, like, there's this giant, like, 8-story cross that this Christian group
that's
put
also
up
a
right
strip
in front
club.
Of it. Which is, that's
is,
what
I
joke.
It's a strip club and like, toy store. Yeah.
So it's like this, and it's
don't
like,
ask
oh, hey,
me how
look.
I know that.
It's like, look, this is their church. But
I've been crucified on that cross a couple times.
No, I found a couple cool little toy spots in Myrtle Beach, so we might have to road
specify.
Trip down there.
Specify.
Player's Choice was a good one, and the owner was awesome, and I talked to him for a little while, and it was funny. He was telling me the pops, his top-selling pop was Donald Trump, right?
Huh,
and he was like, I wish I had like 200 more of these because I can mark them up.
Oh, yeah.
But some 14-year-old girl came in, bought all of the Orange is the New Black pops that he had, and all of the Hillary Clinton pops. Took the head off the one, took the head off the Hillary one.
Oh,
put
nice.
On,
oh,
and
God,
then she went on eBay and she sold them each for like $80.
Holy nice.
Cow.
So it's crazy.
Why didn't I think of that?
Yeah, that's the new thing is like
hilarious.
the
mods.
Altering the pops.
Yeah.
The pop
mods.
Yeah.
Doing some sweet customized.
But
I mean, you see action figures like that all the time.
And
And then there was another one. It was it's called Heroes and Villains, and they had, I mean, the pops, I sent you the pictures of that one. Yeah. They had a ton of great pops, but it was so overpriced. It wasn't
worth it. Did you see Foxy's video? I think he went to Myrtle Beach. I hope I'm saying this right. Where he found, because they had like a common pop section, and then they had their chases behind the counter at one store.
Yeah, that's the Heroes and Villains. Okay. And the because I was telling him, the chases and the
they're all marked up.
Like way up. And it's like, you're not supposed to do that. You're getting these from the manufacturer.
But
and
this is the funny thing, not to cut you off. Yeah. I don't know if you saw it, but he told me to go watch it. He found a Leatherface chase.
They wouldn't sell it to him.
And they wouldn't sell it to him. He brought it up. He's like, hey. And she's like, oh, we can't sell this to you. It's a chase pop. And I guess he like threw a fit off camera about it, which I would do. Yeah. I mean, I would have.
I'd throw a fit on camera.
Yeah. Throwing every pop out the window. But like, that's just some shit.
I just take off running with it.
That's crappy business, is what that is.
Yeah. At the show.
And it was priced at a certain price, and he wouldn't sell it to you.
Yeah, he's like,
oh, yeah, the Wolverine.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, oh,
I know that guy.
Tell him I said thanks. But yeah, it was, I don't know. But anyways, on the more positive.
I sent a message to the guy he shared the booth with. I seriously did.
You know, I know who you're talking about, and I do not buy toys from him. I will buy from the other side of that booth.
Yeah, yeah. I talked to the other guy.
But the other guy, like, because he had the Obi-Wan 40th anniversary, and when I found out it wasn't our friend, I was like, no, I'm not going to buy it.
Yeah, he was.
And I really wanted that one.
But, like, the funny thing about it was when I, like, brought it up to him, he's like, oh, yeah, that's not. That's not $30. I'm like, well, what do you mean? He's like,
price on it.
He was like, I was in a rush and I didn't do something. And I didn't say this, but in my head, I'm like, well, it's already labeled. So somebody put the sticker on there. And I like, I picked at it for a second to see if it was like a fresh sticker. Mm-hmm. Maybe he was like, no, like you could barely pick it up.
Yeah.
And then when I went back and I bought that Sauron pop from, he was like, hey, man, you know, I'm really sorry about that. He's like, I actually have it sold for $45, and the guy's coming at the end of the show, and he's like, I didn't want to give it up. I'm just
then
like,
why did he hang it up?
Don't put it out.
I was mad.
Yeah, that's advice to toy dealers. Don't put stuff out if you've already got it sold.
Yeah, that just makes no sense.
Don't post it online if you've already got it sold.
So let's talk about YouTube for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys both monetize your videos, I assume.
Yep.
Have you run into any problems with, like, the new algorithm and the way they're monetizing and demonetizing based on language, content, that kind of stuff? Because if you cuss too much, you bleep yours.
Everything.
So
I've watched, like, I watch Logan Paul vlogs. Like, he's one of my favorite vlogs. He's just hilarious or whatever.
Oh, no, Logan. I was thinking Jake.
Oh, no, not Jake. Nope. And he censors all of his stuff. Mm-hmm. And a lot of YouTubers are starting doing it. So I was like, well, I mean, I literally make, like, 75 cents off of a video, if that. I mean, you don't make anything off of it. So I was like, well, I don't want to get.
Well, it's because your CPM is so low. That's part of the problem.
Oh, I've researched it. So, I mean, it would be a long time before.
Like,
I
my daughter started watching. It's what is it? Cookie Swirl C.
My daughters are addicted to that freaking channel.
So she's got over 5 million subs. Mm-hmm. She gets regularly over 14 million views. Her CPM is right around $150. So. I work in digital marketing, so I was able to go and find this stuff out. But I mean, she's making a couple million dollars a year just off of YouTube, and then Hatchimals and LOL and all that stuff. They send her all that stuff for free, and it's like, you know, she opens them. She does.
I wish
stuff
people would send me stuff for free.
Well, start recording. Don't just sit here.
Here, you want me to compete with them?
Yeah,
I was actually approached by a T-shirt. Company. I don't want to name them because I don't want to throw them under the bus. But they asked me to start to be their partner, and they were going to pay me to review their T-shirt boxes
positively.
But they wanted me to say positive stuff about them.
Oh, nice.
Like, no.
Nice.
Because if it sucks and I'm lying to people and I'm like, hey, this is great, then I mean,
you're
doing everyone a disservice. So why would I do that?
Right.
So
that's exactly how you burn yourself.
Yeah.
Like, even, I mean, 6,000 or whatever.
Right.
Even 20,000 subs is a lot. But, like, if someone catches wind that you're, like, being fake about something,
it's over.
I mean,
Well, it's like you keep your negative comments up. Like, I'm 100% for keeping those up because it gives you a chance to see, okay, this is what people aren't liking. Or, you know, and thinking, okay, am I doing something to warrant this? Is it just someone complaining? Is it another YouTuber?
A troll?
Just trying. Yeah. And so, but it helps you become a better content creator by, like, seeing what you know, both sides of that argument
yeah,
are.
Like I've got my fair share of negative stuff, and I know you have too, and you've left a couple up that are just funny that mm-hmm. people say. So
I just like to go back at them. If they make a comment like that, I just like to play along sometimes.
So what's the worst comment someone's left?
Oh, I mean, I got screenshots of mine.
I'm just glad that people have enough respect to not say anything about my kids or my wife.
Yeah,
I was going to say something like that.
Yeah, you can say anything you want about me. You don't like me. You don't like my face. You don't like what I'm buying. Whatever, I'm fine with that. But I'm just thankful that no one's stooped to that level.
And so. In your last video, I thought that someone was kind of like taking a soft poke at Tay-Tay's necklace. Yeah. And I saw you come back like right away with she made it or something. But mm-hmm. I could kind of tell it wasn't a bad comment, but it was kind of like mm-hmm. making fun low-key. That's what I got off mm-hmm. of it, at least. And yeah. it was just like,
so like my daughter, yeah. We bought her an iPod Touch a couple years ago, and you know this story.
Yeah,
like I was going through it one day, and she had probably like 24 videos on there mm-hmm. where she was like, hey world, kind of this is Kid Bot 07 type stuff. And I didn't back it up, and her phone crashed, and we ended up losing them all. Mm-hmm. But I mean, they were like really good, and like she took the time to like place the camera in the right. And then she did this one, like it was a hair combing tutorial.
I've seen that yeah, one. That one's like,
she's really good.
It's really good. And, yeah. and she so desperately wants to do like a kid, YouTube kids
so
channel.
My daughter, yeah.
And my wife, like, I'm all for it. Like, I own her URL. I have the Gmail address with her name. Like, you know, she's set later on, right?
Yeah.
Like, if she decides, like, you know, oh, I want to do something. Like, her brand is in place. But my wife is, absolutely not.
Right.
Like, there is no way. She's, like, she's been on the podcast a couple times, and, like, we don't use her yeah. name, and, you know, but, yeah.
Her name's gotten dropped.
It gets dropped down then, but.
I think if my daughter started her own YouTube channel, she'd probably have more subscribers than me.
Everybody loves
and you would be
and you couldn't
you
deal
would
with
just
that?
Be a chauffeur and she'd be doing the toy hunting.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Which I love that because it's like you went out with her and she found everything she wanted. And you're like, yeah, I found a couple things.
That video blew up for you.
Yeah.
Which like, one?
That your hunt with Tay-Tay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
within the first day, you had over 3,000 views on it. Like,
well, I decided to. I mean, a lot of people are like, no, don't show your kids on YouTube. It's threatening and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And it's scary and people are, you know. But one of my favorite videos out there is Bat Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And oh, Bat Dad was yeah. great.
Those videos make me laugh so hard, and his kids are hilarious.
That was the only reason to have a Vine account, is Bat Dad.
I think I watched a it was like a compilation of all his Vines. Mm-hmm.
Did you see the one where, I'm sorry to get off topic, but did you see the one where they have the daughter's pillowcase and she thinks it says Safeed? Yeah. Says shithead.
Yeah. She says, "Who is that?" And
Who's
he said Sadeed? Something like, "It's someone. It's a little girl who doesn't want to go to bed at night." Or something.
It's so funny.
Well, like but, you know, kind of talking about like with your kids and stuff like that. Like you have that whole Daddy of Five thing with everything that went down. Where
yeah.
do you know about that channel, Daddy of Five?
Yeah, yeah.
Where it's like you know that's an exact example not to put
oh,
your kids
God.
On.
Right.
You know, and those people were just.
Not
is that
so,
a bad
not,
one? Let
oh,
me see.
Yeah, like,
read it. Just
I'll
read it.
These, but
read
I have
it.
A couple
oh,
of screenshots.
Okay.
Those comments?
Yeah. It was a video I did like a week or so ago where Karina unboxed stuff with me.
Okay.
She was sitting next to me. And this comment said, this guy is so insecure that he needs his girlfriend next to him. Question mark, question mark, question mark. LOL. Countdown till she finds another D-I-C-K.
Jeez.
And
wow.
Then there's this one I think I sent to Cincy because it actually was him. It said
this is great.
This was my last video, the toy show video.
Mm-hmm.
This person put, "Wow, I didn't buy any toys today. Wow, send me your support. You're a little bitch, you balding poser. You are half the man Cincy nerd is. Go suck on Foxy Pharrell's rotten teeth, you joke of a man."
Oh, so that made me feel
so
bad.
Cincy, why'd you write
oh
that?
Oh my God,
yeah.
Cincy! I mean, come on, you can't leave this kind of post.
So you're the trolls.
But the funny thing is the YouTube account is John Doe, and I've seen him comment a couple other times, and he left another comment saying that I was a poser because I buy all these toys, and sometimes I don't know like what the names are. And I've openly said like I don't watch DC stuff. I haven't watched Wonder Woman. I just now watch BVS. So it was like, it's not like I'm trying to fake it. And he was like, oh, you're just a poser. You don't know anything. Why don't you read comic books? Blah, 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 blah. And I would just...
Because you don't want to.
When I, yeah, I mean, when I texted Cynthia, it's not, that, like,
it's not just for people who collect comics.
Right.
I remember a couple years ago, we were having a conversation. And it's like, if I had to give up one, comics or toys.
Yeah.
And at that time, I would have gladly given up comics. But I'm back the other way now, where I get more comics than toys. So yeah. it's just phases.
I'd give up comics.
You would?
Yeah. I'd keep, there's stuff I would keep, but I could sell all my comics right now. Like, there's probably 5 long boxes that I would keep out of the 18,000 comics I have.
That's a tough call.
Yeah. But there's stuff that I'm like, you know, just read and then it sits there. And it's like, you know, I should just take it and sell it anyways because it just sits there. And there's stuff that's sentimental to me because, like, most of my Marvel Star Wars comics, my dad bought for me. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, I'm keeping those. And I've completed that run at this point. So I'm like, yeah, that's definitely staying with me.
How many of your comics that you read do you go back and reread again? Do you have any of those?
Probably 20%.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and what I've done with those, the ones I really like to go back and revisit, I bought digitally.
Okay.
So I don't ever have to
go
hunt for them again.
And I bought trade paperbacks.
Yeah. So like Rising Stars, read every year. Kingdom Come.
Yeah.
You know, but then Nightwing, things like that, like Chuck Dixon's run.
Mm-hmm.
I own a bunch of those digitally.
Run I would keep.
Like Green Lantern. So when I was in high school, by the time I was a senior in high school, I'd been collecting comics since I was like 8-9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to ride my bike about 8 miles to the comic book store. And my mom one weekend. Yeah. 8 miles there and back. Anyway, and there
uphill
was a
both ways.
No, it was uphill on the way back.
Pouring down rain.
Snowed every day. Even in July.
But I went away, I ran cross country and I went to a meet and it was a weekend long thing. It was an invitational and I came back and like all my Star Wars toys were gone. All my comics were gone.
Oh, wow.
And it's like, I wasn't moving away. And she's like, I was just clearing out stuff.
Oh.
And like, I mean, like literally it was 1995 at that point. Mm-hmm. I had every Green Lantern from like 85 on.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And like all gone.
Yeah.
I had like complete runs of Batman, like the solo title Batman, without like Detective or any of that. You know, I had a bunch of Spider-Man. I had all of New Mutants. I had all of Excalibur, you know, just like these classic runs. I had classic Claremont runs and things like that for books now that I go to rebuy. And it's like, I'm not spending $80 on a book bought for cover price.
Right.
And you know, so for me, it's like, it does. It's a hard thing. So, like, I go back. Like, I have the Dark Phoenix saga. I have God Loves, Man Kills. I just bought it digitally because those are ones I do like to read, and that's why, you know. So, but that's how I handle it.
Yeah.
So.
What?
No.
Oh.
I guess I'd probably give up comics, too. Because
toys have always been there for us.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we're of the generation where Star Wars toys were literally given to us at Christmas,
right?
Like literally from the beginning of Star Wars,
right?
So I have all my original Star Wars figures.
Yeah. Well,
and like growing up around here, we had friends whose parents worked at Kenner.
Yeah.
Like we had probably like in my neighborhood, like as a group thing for all the kids, like over 1,000 just green stormtroopers.
That's
it was
crazy.
Just they did a test run through the mold. They did it with like a green plastic.
Mm-hmm. That's insane.
And yeah, yeah. And you know, we would sit there and when
they're
it would
buried
snow,
all over Mason.
Yeah, they are. And when it would snow, we'd like, you know, redo the Hoth battle, and then we wouldn't find him again until spring.
Yeah,
you know, it was like you know that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I remember, and I've told this story to people before. I got my tonsils out when I was like 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So one of my most valued figures, even though he's missing pieces, is Yoda, because my reward for being good and staying in the hospital, because back then you stayed in the hospital for a couple of days. Was when I came home, Yoda was sitting on the dining room table.
Awesome.
And I'm like,
no,
I still have that Yoda, but I went and bought one that actually had the snake in the jacket. My Yoda has a little piece of black cloth with a rubber band around him. That was how I dressed him because I lost everything. And I was like, you know, Vader, I lost the plastic cape. And actually, my mom must have had like this black cloth she let me cut up. And Vader has a cloth black cape that's like frayed on the ends and everything.
Like, I still have the original sheets from 1977.
Huh.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome.
That's crazy.
I have the curtains.
Yeah. Yeah. But I had a, the big 3-foot stuffed Chewbacca with the bandolier. Like, that thing came everywhere with me. It was my best friend. So.
Yeah, most of, like, as a kid, not much got thrown away because my parents didn't have a lot of money. So it's like, unless you broke it to the point it couldn't be played with, I have everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, I have all my He-Mans, all everything that, like, was bought for me, I still have. And I'm like, that's what toys are about to me is, like, you know, I'm like, I can't display it all. Obviously, you know, you'd have, I'd have to buy a warehouse to display all that. I've told my girlfriend that if we ever look at another house, I want to look at a house with a insulated air conditioned barn because I think I could do something with that.
And fill the whole thing probably.
The Johnny Potter.
I could, I mean, I could literally, like, I've seen pictures.
Do you have pictures of your garage?
No. Oh. No.
Is it just boxes?
You ever seen the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark?
But it's plastic totes.
Yeah, that's but it's plastic awesome. Totes, yeah.
So, Josh, I have a question. Yeah. Like, you don't do the comics. You're just catching up on, like, some of the other pop culture, like, reference material.
Yeah.
Like, how do you decide what characters or what specific toy lines that you want to get?
Okay.
Just because we, the three of us, come with, like, a built-in, like, fan base.
Or whatever. Yeah. I would say, with Star Wars, I will get anything because I've seen them and I know. But, like, with Legends and stuff, I started off buying characters that I knew and that I liked. You know, I got Deadpool and Wolverine were my first Legends figures, the Hasbro series. And from there, like, I just buy characters that look cool. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I will read up on them just so, like, I appreciate them more. Yeah. And there's, like I heard you mention in your video, like, when you buy a character, do you ever go back and, like, watch the movie again or read the comic just so you can get reformed? And that's kind of, like, what I do because I miss, like, the golden era of collecting or whatever you want to call it because I started, like, 3 years ago. So the Black Series was over.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Vintage Collection was over for Star Wars. I missed all of the old Legends. I missed the Toy Biz
Legends.
I missed all of that. So I came in when, like, Hasbro was just starting to, like, ramp it up.
Yeah.
So I didn't get a chance to get all the cool stuff or all the cool characters because I've looked back and, like, the Toy Biz Legends. Like, there's just so many characters that I didn't even know existed that look cool. Mm-hmm. And it's just, like, right on. So.
Yeah, someone on the Syndicate page posted, like, or maybe it was the Marvel Legends page. I don't remember. But don't know. Was a bunch of the Toy Biz ones. And it was, like, Havoc and with the leather jacket. Looking at those.
Post, like, the giant, like, display of all the Legends. Yeah. And I'm like, holy crap.
So
pretty much, I'll buy what I think looks cool. And it's such a cliche thing to say. But, like, when people say I'm a poser and all that.
See, I would almost argue that's a more, like, true form. Because, like, I'm going to buy anything that has R2-D2.
Right.
No matter how dumb it looks, like that bank there, for example.
Yeah,
you know,
like,
like, it's just, you know, I mean, I've got the big Lego one right there. Like, he's my favorite Star Wars character. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna get anything that has R2-D2.
Yeah,
like
anything.
Good or bad.
Anything.
What haven't I bought?
No, I'm just thinking of things I could make.
Oh, I have the
adult toy store.
I have the
R2-D2.
I have the Zoom Zoom, you know, R2-D2.
Well, sure, yeah.
Like in all three sizes.
Since he likes the adult toy store R2-D2, Lucasfilm, you're missing a niche market. Right
I have
there.
The measuring cups R2-D2. Oh, yeah, you know, so.
Well, I like the idea. You buy what you like.
Yeah.
Because it's like, that's what makes it, like, fun. Because it is the research thing is, like, one of those things where. You know, I know who all these guys are. Right. I've been around these guys forever. For you, it's like, I'm entertained by your stuff because you're like, I don't know who this is, but I'm going to look him up. And then you're, like, reading about him, and you're like, oh, dude, this character's like,
It's legit or whatever.
It's kind of like the man thing. The man thing, like, build a figure. It's like, build it. You'll
yeah.
Like, I'm pretty much about to complete the wave, and I'm not, like, I'm not invested into that character, I guess you could
Whereas
say,
some people figure. Bought right, that whole set because of the man thing. And
so,
it's like,
right.
I don't know. And it's weird. And, like, when people call me posers or I don't know, whatever the hell they call me. And, like, another thing that I want to touch on since we're on, like, figures is grails.
Mm-hmm.
And
people, yeah.
But, like, how do I say this?
Well, okay. I have a story for your grail because you posted the most recent run with Wolverine with, you know, as a grail figure. On the Syndicate. Maybe
the
it was
brown
you.
Suit Wolverine?
Yeah, the brown suit Wolverine.
Oh, okay.
I think you posted
the Legends one.
Maybe it wasn't you.
No,
someone posted that as a Grail, and I'm like,
probably
really?
Jimmy.
Wolverine's a Grail figure,
and
but
that's
my,
to
you know,
that's exactly what because there's there's a couple of people in the syndicate that like to harp on people when they say, oh, I found my grail. Or, oh, and I'm not, that's 100% not what you're thinking. But I mean, not you for saying that. But it's just like, who is who to say that, you know, like the Snow Trooper, like that, like you love that because of the backstory of that. Mm-hmm. And people who don't know that, if you bought the Black Series Snow Trooper that just came out and you're like, I found my grail piece, like I love it, even though it just came out, people don't know why you love that character
right.
so much.
Yeah,
so
they don't ask. They just assume.
They're quick to like, oh, well, he just came on shows. Yeah. He's not a grail. Like, and I've responded to people before on the page like, hey, like, chill out. Let these people have their grail.
Yeah.
You know, if they just started collecting and they missed it, like Carnage. Mm-hmm. I found that Legends at Trader's World, and I was hyped because I wanted him for
yeah,
so
you
long.
Sent me that picture, and I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I'm like, you found a Carnage?
Yeah, and it, I mean, great box, everything. And that was like my grail piece, and people were like, oh, well, that's not it, you know, it was peg warming back then.
It
like,
was a peg warmer, but it's not anymore.
Exactly.
So,
and that's the thing. And
well, it's like Spider-Man 2099.
Yeah.
He was a peg warmer forever.
And well, Pizza Spidey.
And we both love
Pizza Spidey. Yeah. Walgreens, Spidey, you could walk into a Walgreens like last year and find like two Pizza Spideys.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden I'm at a show and Roma was there and he had it priced up. And I'm like, I'm like, why? I'm like, what? And he's like, oh, he said they're going up.
Hey, you can't say bad stuff about Roma.
I didn't say anything.
You can't think bad stuff about Roma.
It is what it is. But
we all have our likes and hates.
No, it's just there's just a funny story with it. But,
yeah.
I mean to wrap it up and not have diarrhea.
What's your current grail?
I don't really have one.
You don't have one
like
right
that,
now.
That's
you don't
the
have
thing.
Any grail?
I mean, yeah. There's a lot of stuff that I would. You know, love to have right this.
Do you do like a top five, top 10 type list of these are the things I want that I'm looking for like right away?
See, this is like the thing about me and collecting is like when I go in on something, like I dive in on it.
Yeah.
So like when I started collecting Legends, like my first couple trips before I was even doing YouTube, mm-hmm. like I bought like 30 or 40 Legends within wow. like 2 or 3 weeks because I was like, I like this, like boom, buy, like I don't care.
Don't you miss those days?
Yeah, so it's kind of, and now it's like slowed down because everything in retail I pretty much have or I don't want.
Yeah.
So it's,
and I've gotten aggravated with retail to the point that I just order cases now.
Yeah, it's, you know, so,
I mean, I've done that.
Yeah.
Like
so.
now I'm diving into other things. Like I'm catching up on pops, which will mm-hmm. never happen. I mean, it's always
yeah,
going to be a
what's your grail pop? Do you have a grail pop?
I like some of the pops that I really want would be like the holographic Emperor.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, the whatever exclusive yeah. like that. That's a cool pop. But see, it's like $60. So it's
yeah,
not,
sure.
It's not like a grail like with Ghost Rider and the thing where they're upwards into the hundreds.
Right.
So
it's not like New York Comic Con Qui-Gon.
Yeah. Or like, okay. That's a better one. That would be more of like a grail.
$800?
Yeah,
really?
What?
That's wow. crazy.
For a pop.
Yeah. For a pop.
Well, the holographic Darth Maul is up to almost to 2,000.
Yeah.
Really?
Jeez.
Yeah. I think I have two of those.
So, yeah. What's your grill, Cincy?
Mine is a, and a lot of people are going to think that this is cheesy, so this just kind of goes along with what you're saying. My grail right now is a cereal box character. It's Tony the Tiger.
Oh, the pop.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I just want to say, I've been.
What kind of cereal poser are you?
Yeah.
You don't even,
you don't even know how his name's pronounced. It's not Tony the Tiger. It's Tony the Tiger.
Maybe it is Cindy Nerd.
But, I mean, yeah, like, that's the thing. Yeah.
Like that, the giant man pop right there.
Yeah.
Like, I found that down in Myrtle Beach. I've been looking for that, like, because I passed on it. The first time around, because like I'll be able to get this, and then
it just goes away.
I couldn't, and then it was $16. It's like hell.
Well, yeah,
yeah,
totally
$16,
worth it.
That's,
yeah,
you know, two
I mean,
pops.
Cincy hooked me up with the Cyclops inbox, and like
Cyclops.
Yeah. But like, yeah, like that was my favorite character as a kid. So when I got that pop,
yeah.
I was like, hell yeah! Like this is one that I've been.
Yeah, those
after
were
for
both ones I had been looking for, and then found.
I had never seen the Finn Balor one.
Dude, the Finn. So Leo is my favorite turtle,
uh-huh.
And then I love Finn Balor. And I want to make a stop motion of him doing the.
That'd be pretty awesome. By the way, for those that are not seeing what we're seeing, since this is a podcast, we're looking at Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, WWE Ninja Superstars. I saw he had a Ultimate Warrior Donatello in the front, and then I saw the side of the Finn Balor. I'm a big Finn Balor fan as well. So, yeah, I wanted to see that. I've never seen that one before.
Yeah, I've got the two that...
They have that one down at the South Lebanon Target right now.
Oh,
stop telling them where my spots are!
At
this point now, it's like I watch your videos and you like say, oh, I'm looking for this, and I'm like, oh, keep an eye out for that. Because I'm like, I find stuff all the time, and yeah. I'm like, it's not stuff I want, but I'm like, if somebody else wants it, yeah. hey, I got the hook.
Yeah, like
for
Foxy wanted the last bit of the Vulture, mm-hmm. and I wanted the Beetle figure anyway, and yeah. I found it, and I was like, hey, give me your address, and just mailed it to him.
Yeah.
So.
Right on. See, that's the cool thing about the whole community, is people help each other out.
Yeah. Yes.
Before this whole thing kind of came together, I mean, did we have any, like, friendly sites where you could go to and, like, interact with people, not get, like,
trashed?
Frickin' trashed.
I mean, there's still sites out there that will trash you.
100%.
Yeah. And that's what I'm like. When he told me about the Syndicate and invited me in, I was like, we're going through. I'm like, these guys are pretty cool.
Yeah, I love that page. Thank you guys for adding me to that. Absolutely. Because it is, other than bikes leaning on stuff, it's my favorite group on Facebook. So
what? Bikes leaning on stuff.
Oh, I probably waste an hour a day just going through and liking pictures of people's bikes all over the country.
Leaning
like,
on stuff.
Bicycles
just leaning on. Yeah, bicycles.
Okay.
Yeah, it's great. Like, and, you know, I mountain bike and that kind of stuff. So, but, yeah, no, it's great because I like to go through and look at the toys, and I'm sure there's stuff at some point I'm going to want to buy. So,
you know what's funny is I actually started a Facebook group, like, I think it was like 5 or 6 years ago. And it was, and it actually got up there, and then it just died out. It was called Sunglasses on Your Dog's Butt.
Okay.
And you would put I put a pair of sunglasses on my old dog's butt, and the tail looked like a nose, and everyone, and his butthole looked like the mouth.
Sure, yeah. It was R's face.
Yeah. So, like, in that, I don't know if it's still around. I think it just died out, but like.
It's probably still out there.
I don't
there.
Think they delete that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe. So, yeah, if you look up sunglasses on your dog's
Everybody's
butt,
going through their phones.
There might be a Facebook group that I started.
So, you got the Turtles WWF stuff?
I haven't gotten into any of those. The only WWE stuff that I collect is the Elites.
I call it WWF.
WWF, yeah. Vince McMahon.
So, you just do the Elites then, right?
I love the Elite figures. Yeah,
yeah.
I've been collecting
those. Yeah, I have a buddy who does those, too.
Yeah. I've been collecting those since like LJN characters. I had some of those.
Nice.
I had a lot of the Ruthless Aggression figures, but like once the Elites came out, I really wanted to get into those. And I have to limit it because there's so many basic figures out there. And
yeah.
The battle packs. You kind of have to limit what you buy. Plus, I collect so much other stuff.
Have you seen those zombie figures?
What?
The zombie figures.
Yeah.
Those are pretty cool.
They do look cool.
But I don't know if I'm gonna buy them.
Yeah.
So
exactly. I almost bought my first Elite figure the other day. Is that
Scott Hall?
Scott Hall. Yeah. That's when you put that up. Man. I was just looking at that too. I'm like, Scotty.
And, Ricky Dones, he sent me the, what is it called? Ringside
collectibles.
Yeah.
The Kevin Nash and Red and Black Sting. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. He sent me the link to them.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
Is it Kevin Nash and NWO? Or?
Yeah.
Both
in the Red and Black.
Collectibles exclusive.
I was literally thinking about buying that because that's like my childhood. Like,
yeah.
I remember going to Hair Arena. And watching like the off TV,
the dark
stuff.
Matches,
house shows,
yeah.
Yeah, where they would come in and then on Monday Night Raw they'd have their neck brace from the week before because they were hurt, and I'd always look at like why is he not hurt now? But then he goes on TV and they're like active, whatever. But like I remember those days and Hulk Hogan, Scott Steiner.
Everyone here watches wrestling?
I used to.
Wrestling.
Yeah, I'm not as big a fan as I was.
My
wife
is
the NWO DX.
Okay.
Yeah.
My wife is the one who pays for the WWE app.
Nice.
So
she's a wrestling fan?
More so than I am. So
that's awesome.
Like, I always loved wrestling. Mm-hmm. And then the TV strike happened back in what, like 08, 09, whatever it was. And I refused to watch reality TV.
Mm-hmm.
So we were watching, and it's like, I want to find something cool to watch. And it's like, hey, let's start watching Raw again.
Mm-hmm.
And.
I've heard
the rest
good
is history,
things.
So.
I just, yeah, it's but, not.
Oh no,
on my radar.
It's not good anymore.
Did you watch ECW?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
That was.
I went to an ECW match at Bogart's.
Really?
Yeah,
nice.
Wow.
So
I remember going to, and I think it was WWF at the time at the Gardens, Cincinnati Gardens, and Road Dogg and Badass Billy Gunn were there.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's the reason I went just to watch them. But like it was when The Rock was really starting to be prominent, and literally like at one point everything stops, goes dark, and The Rock pops up on the screen like, you know, it was filmed live type thing, and like does a whole thing, and then it comes back on. I'm like, I remember that for some reason. I don't remember anything else about that.
Yeah, we were gonna make it to a WrestleMania at some point.
Yeah,
that's
on the bucket list.
But
but are you gonna be on the floor or are you gonna be up in the nosebleeds?
I'm gonna be front row.
Yeah.
So I go to not only WWE shows when they're close by, but I also go to Ring of Honor shows. I like independent wrestling too, because a lot of those guys that are in Ring of Honor right now, A lot of the guys that are in the WWE right now, NXT, were Ring of Honor, were in Ring of Honor last year.
So NXT is the best wrestling promotion right now. Yeah. Next to Legends of the Squared Circle in Monroe, Ohio.
Shameless plug.
My buddy Tater wrestles for them. Oh. So anyway.
Weren't they were like training for a while for WWE too, weren't they?
NXT is. Yeah. It's the feeder program. Right. It's what the Florida.
But like Raven used to be there.
FCW used to be. And what OVW used to be.
Yeah, Raven and Chris Benoit trained there for a while because Raven used to come in the Queen City Comics.
Dude, Raven comes to Cincinnati all the time for stuff.
He's a comic book collector.
No, he doesn't wrestle anymore.
I mean, like, is he still active like in the community?
No, I mean, he's.
He does show appearances.
He'll do like high school shows at when high school gyms and stuff like that.
Yeah,
Just sit there for a while. Like that was my jam.
But, him and the two guys, I can't remember their names, that were like vampires. Rolling Edge and ones Christian. Where I'm like, Edge and Christian. Yeah.
Well,
I was like, man, to watch this fight because it's Edge and Christian and Raven, and they're all going to just sit in corners for like 10 minutes.
And Gangrel, who was so fat, he had to wear the puffy pirate shirt. So. Wrestling. It's like Seinfeld.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the syndicate for a second.
Okay.
Because we kind of alluded to it. Now, are you part of the syndicate? Because you don't have the syndicate thing beforehand.
He's in the syndicate family. So here's how it all started. So I started my YouTube channel, and a few other guys kind of started around the same time. D-Bag Robot Gang, Ryan, he started also. Rube the Great, and Mike the Hunter. So I had put my videos up, and I noticed that other people were kind of putting up these. Really, before I started, P2 was one of the only guys that kind of filmed his hunt videos and put them up there. So I started mine, and then I noticed that D-Bag Robot Gang put his up, so I started watching his videos, and I commented on one of his videos. I'm like, hey, I like what you're doing. This is good stuff. Keep doing what you're doing. I just kind of gave him a shout out. And then in one of my videos, I shouted him out. So we exchanged like Facebook, and then we were going to like just bounce ideas off of each other. Like, would it be cool if we did this? Would it be cool if we did that in our own videos? Another guy named Rube the Great posted his video, and then both me and D-Bag Robot Gang commented on his video and gave him a shout out in our videos. So that's kind of how this little group formed. Is we were all just doing our own thing. We saw these other people that kind of sprouted up and started making their own hunt videos. And we're like, hey, I like what you're doing. Good stuff. So then Mike the Hunter came out, and we did the same thing with him. We liked, you know, what he was doing, sent him some messages. We all started talking on Facebook, and then we decided, you know what? It would be cool if we just, like, formed a group. If we formed a group of, like, these YouTube toy hunt video channels and got the word out there so that people that don't watch me and watch Mike the Hunter or watch D-Bag Robot King can start watching me and just kind of exchange subscribers.
Yeah.
I think it's a cool idea.
Yeah. So we started this group, and then more guys just started joining and joining, and then at that point we had gotten to like 13 channels.
Okay.
So now we call them the original 13. We're like, we keep adding new channels. Do we want to add more? And at that point we're like, no, we should probably cut it off. So we cut it off there. There's the original 13, and then we decided to, you know, create this community, and all of our viewers just kind of went to this site, the syndicate site on the Facebook, and just interacted with us. So that's kind of why we started, is just to better interact with the people that watched our videos, because a lot of times people will leave like comments on YouTube, and it's not always the easiest way to communicate back and forth.
Right. No.
It takes me like 20 minutes to reply. So, I mean, and it's just like a thank you. And it takes forever. I try to reply to almost everybody.
So, because you have the little syndicate title placard, and you don't. But Foxy does.
Yeah, he was one of the original.
Okay.
I think he was either the 11th or 12th.
Oh, he just made the cut.
Yeah, he did. And a lot of people think that I'm in it for some reason, I guess. Because
I thought you were in it. And Johnny, Johnny was like, no, he's just some scrub that hangs out.
Just some leech.
He's a Padawan syndicate.
I'm a poser, leech, shadow lurker, whatever. But yeah, no, I'm not.
He hasn't gone through the trials yet.
So yeah, that's how it all started. It's just a little community where people can get together that share the same interests, communicate with each other. But the syndicate is 13 YouTube channels.
Awesome.
So
yeah, cool.
And now it's like 4,000 YouTube channels.
Well, it's like 2,200 people on that page.
Like 2,400.
Do you keep track of, like, do you guys go out and like make sure other people aren't like saying they're part of the syndicate, like with the opening title card or anything?
That has happened before, and we've noticed that there's been other people out there on YouTube that have said, "Hey, I'm a syndicate member," and it's kind of, I mean, we're proud of the fact that people want to identify themselves with our group.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's very humbling that people want to say that they're part of that. But at the same time, we don't want anyone to misrepresent what we've kind of built at this point.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's why when people have said, "Hey, I'm a syndicate member," we'll reach out to them and say, "You know, we appreciate that you're part of the syndicate family. We want you to be part of the group. We want you to communicate with everyone, post your videos, post all that stuff." But at the same time, if you couldn't kind of identify yourself as a syndicate member, because I mean, there's 13 of us. So it's just kind of, it's a difficult message to deliver, because while we appreciate it, at the same time, we just don't want people to go out there. The last thing we would want is for someone to post like a video that we wouldn't want to post and say that they're affiliated with us. And
like an adult toy.
Yeah. Cause I've always tried to be careful with my words and say like, if I say like fellow syndicate member of the Facebook group, mm-hmm. like
syndicate
I don't,
fam,
yeah, like I don't ever try to depict it like that, I guess you could say, because it's I mean, we've talked about it like off camera and stuff.
Yeah.
Like it's, I can say that I see where they're coming from, where they don't want people to post shoddy videos, and you know, one thing they find it, and then it's just a bad name.
Yeah, I was just curious.
Yeah,
so I think other people probably
had
that same question as well. So
how much time do we have left? I know you're
I was just looking to see. I mean, we can go as long or as short as you want.
There's one thing that, since we're on the topic of YouTube, I want to ask you a question.
Oh,
it's nothing crazy, but it's just like, because you've been doing it a year and you've been around a lot of people who are doing it. What's like the downfall? Because I know a couple of the downfalls that I have.
The downfall of being a YouTuber?
Yeah, and like the interactions that you have with people, like kind of negative interactions that you've had with people.
I don't know if I've had many negative interactions with people.
What the hell?
Jesus. No, I mean, I just try and be, I try and like show everyone that I'm a positive person, and I want to try and be as positive as possible. Even when people try and go down a negative path in comments and whatnot, I try and spin it in a positive way. Like, for example, the guy that said, "What's up with that thing that your daughter's wearing on her neck?"
Yeah.
I said, "Well, she makes jewelry and she wears her own jewelry. So, you know, there you go."
Like
I think it's
every
cool
other little girl on the planet.
Yeah. I think it's cool that a 7-year-old has that kind of ambition to make her own jewelry and wear it. So, yeah, there you go. So, I mean, I always try and just like be positive. I mean, that's just something that I try and do in life.
Right.
Is be as positive as possible. Obviously, there's days where I'm feeling negative. I think that's maybe one of the downfalls, is the fact that I feel at this point that I have to continuously create content for viewers so that they can see what I'm doing. But at the same time, there's days where I am not feeling 100% great
to do it.
I might have a bad day at work. And at the same time, I'm like, do I really want to film now? I'm in the crappiest mood ever. So that's the kind of downfall, is the fact that you constantly have to feel like you're producing more and more and more, and you have to maintain that schedule. Like, Mike the Hunter is a good example right now. He hasn't produced YouTube content in a little while, but he's busy with work and family, and people are like hammering him for it.
I know, and I see that all the time on the page.
And,
and people are like obsessed with what is he doing.
Yeah, and I feel terrible because we do lead lives. I mean, as a YouTuber, I have a full-time job. YouTube is my hobby. I have two kids. I have a wife. I have responsibilities. I have stuff that I have to do, but at the same time, I love doing this. I wouldn't do this if I didn't love it. So, I mean, I create videos for work professionally. I create videos for my hobby.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just a constant kind of like cloud or pressure sometimes that I constantly have to be making new stuff and providing new stuff. That's the only downfall as I see it, other than lack of sleep, because the only time I really get to do this, edit video and whatnot, is at night, late at night, after my kids and wife go to bed.
Yeah, it's definitely a strain, and I guess like some of the downfalls, I would say, is it's in line with yours, but I don't know what the hell people have against me right now. Because like you say, like, "Oh, I've never had any negative things," but I like,
because you grew so fast.
I mean, is
your
that
channel?
Yeah, I honestly
legit?
Say it's like
I'm
kind
not,
of
like,
jealousy
trying to
thing.
Fish for compliments, but I really don't know, because I see all these other, like even EJ and Mikey and all the guys in the core syndicate, like they've been around for a while, and I go through their comment section. It's like nothing. Like, there's always positive.
So I think it's the fact that A, you started relatively not too long ago, and your channel's grown so fast, so people don't like the fact that you've grown that fast. They've started their channels too. Maybe they haven't seen the growth that you've experienced, so they're like, well, what the hell is he doing that I'm not doing?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
My YouTube channel is like 9 years old, and I only have 34 subscribers.
So it's almost like immediate envy.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying everyone is like envious of you, but at the same time,
I don't think
this might sound like it's conceited or egotistical when I say this, but I think people don't like the fact that you have gotten to build like a relationship with me.
I think that's 100% accurate.
That you've gotten to like go on these hunts and we do this the collab things together.
Negative comments coming to Infamous Podcast because Cindy's
like,
here.
Like, right.
We didn't invite somebody else here, and we invited Cindy.
I firmly believe that.
That's that's a possibility too.
Well,
yeah,
you know, I mean, you established your brand and you established the syndicate. You're new. I can get that. I don't know. I don't ever have anything negative to say about yours.
I
probably watch you more than you, and I watch both of you more than Cody. But you know, it's only been what, like 2 weeks, three weeks since I found out about who you guys were. But
I don't watch now because there's so many people that I'm subscribed to. It's just like I gotta play catch up.
Hey, the minute you guys start doing electric skateboard videos, I'm all in. I'm watching everything you put out.
See, that's like with me. It's like, I found you because of Mike at Mike's Vintage, told me about you. Mm-hmm. So I went in and started watching yours. I was already watching like vloggers that do daily vlogs. You do weekly vlog. And I'm like totally like watching yours every day. And then all of a sudden I'm like, wait a minute. There's not anything else to watch.
I'm out of content.
And then it literally was like I got to the point where I watched every single one of yours from the beginning. And I hit that wall where you hadn't produced another one. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, I'll just subscribe and wait for the next one to show up. Yeah. But it's like, imagine being daily. Imagine doing that. It's like so that would be even more insane.
But there's a lot of hunters that do it daily.
Yeah, I couldn't do it daily.
And they put out like a 25 or 30 minute video.
That's like, when it's like I told you last night when we were texting, I was like, I've bought so much stuff in the last week and I haven't posted a picture on Instagram. I'm like, Jesus. I'm like, I should be.
Try recording and making a video and editing. And
we've toyed with the idea of like me doing like 15 minutes every day and then doing like the big show every like record every Tuesday and come out every Friday. But it's like, I don't know where I'm going to find time to do that because I got to research, I got to record, I got to edit, I got to,
at some point there's also a saturation point where there's too much of you. Like I've heard of people that they're like, hey, I started posting a video every single day and my subscription numbers really went up. Mm. But at some point I got to say,
but
people are going to get sick of me.
Did their views go up? Cause that's what's more important than the subs more than anything. Like, do you guys know who John Campia is?
Yeah,
from Collider.
Absolutely.
So he's on his own now. Mm-hmm. He does 70 to 90 videos a month.
That's crazy. Jesus.
But like,
wow,
Collider doesn't even do that in a month.
And it's like, unless you have that many subscribers where you're going over like, 100,000 subscribers.
He doesn't have that many subscribers.
It's like if you do that and you're doing a daily one, I can see because you have 100,000 people watching you anyways because they subscribe for a reason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, but like, you know, why it's like unless you're doing something interesting every day,
that's
like for toy hunting, I'm like it's interesting.
So
but
he does like a
2 minute.
He does a bunch of like 2 minute things, and then he does his half hour.
Oh yeah, see,
podcast.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's still. I mean, but 90 videos.
I mean, that's a lot to commit, and that's the thing. Like,
but that's his job.
But you guys all have kids.
Yeah.
Like all three of you have kids. I don't have kids, but I've got a 40-hour a week job.
Yeah.
And it's like, and it's a very physical job, and I'm like, once I go home, I'm like, I don't feel like doing anything. I'm like,
He's at almost 86,000 subs. But still.
What he's saying with the oversaturation, like that, that's a big thing because you can either, like, I'm sure if we wanted to, we could put out a video or like 4 or 5 videos a week of us going to like Walgreens and Walmart coming home.
Yeah.
But like, do people want to see every single day of you just going to two stores?
No, I'd rather you guys do it the way you do it now. Because
I've focused on live stream on Saturday nights for 3 hours.
Now, but do you intend to do that for 3 hours every night? Do you always intend that to be that block of time?
Hell no.
No, the first one he did, like, I think I was at work. He did it on like a Wednesday night. And I was like, shit, I'm like, I'm not going to get to watch this. Yeah. And I'm like, I come home and he was still on. I literally got home at 10 o'clock at night. He was still on, and I'm like, how long has he been on? And I look, and I'm like, you've been on for almost 4 hours?
But you know, and I'll just sense.
How
since
do you talk that long?
Okay.
We're at an hour, and I'm already talked out.
I just really enjoy it. So since, no, yeah. since
it's a social interaction.
I get it.
Yeah.
Since we'll both be promoting this a lot, I guess I'll talk a whole lot about YouTube and this stuff. But, like, the thing that I've told him is that day when I did that, I had, like, 120 people watching.
Yeah.
Some, for like
did what?
Live stream he did was like talking about San Diego Comic Con.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. It was the night leading up because I thought the pops were going to release at midnight, but they released at 3 or whatever. So I was up.
Yeah,
like,
midnight,
you know,
West Coast.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to go on here, talk with people, whatever. And like I've been telling him, like at one point there's like 120 people on. Yeah. Or even if there's like 30 people on, it's hard for me to just be like, all right, see it, because the chat's just constantly going. And one thing that it's been doing the past like 2 weeks that I've been doing it is people are talking to each other in the comments.
Yeah.
And that's the cool thing that really like is awesome, because
it's
not
a community.
Just all about
exactly.
Yep. And there's a lot of people who watch my videos, and as soon as he enters, hey Cincy, hey, like that's the cool thing though. I mean, honestly, it's just like when other people come in and everyone knows each other and everybody talks amongst themselves.
That's cool.
I feel bad though that I steal your thunder when I go.
Oh,
in there.
Always. 100%. Like the chat will be dead. Like
we should have set this up as a live YouTube chat. This we could have got way more than 34 subscribers.
I keep going back to the chat. It's like, oh look, Anakin's on the live stream, and then Obi-Wan walks in, and everybody's like, "Hey Obi-Wan!"
Yeah, no, that's how it is. Like there'll be like 4 or 5 people chatting, then Cincy pops in, and like 50 people, "What's up, Cincy?" I'm like, "What the?"
Dude, your style lightsaber is so much better than Anakin's.
But yeah, just to go back to that, is like what I've focused on is like a good hunt video, mm-hmm. a random mm-hmm. video during the week, and then a live stream.
Cool.
Like your good styles. Hunt video is like almost a half hour. Your random's
like
10 minutes.
10, 15 minutes, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know, they pop up and I'm like, oh, cool, I'm going to watch this.
And that's enough to be.
Yeah.
I like a good unboxing. Unboxings are always fun. Yeah. You know, I like your hunts, that kind of stuff. All right. So I have one more question. Do you have anything else?
Oh, yeah. I've got a question. What's the weirdest thing that either of you've encountered when you've been vlogging, like out in public, like
with the camera and everything?
Yeah, like what's the weirdest question or the weirdest reaction you've ever gotten?
Not really weird. It's just the first time I got recognized was weird.
Okay.
I was at a Wendy's drive-thru and the guy that took my money was like, "Hey, you're Cincy Nerd." I'm like,
"Yeah, I remember the story.
What's going on here?
Am I on candid camera?"
It's just very strange when you get recognized out in public and and then you just feel like very very humbled.
Yeah.
But now it happens a lot to me, especially when, I mean, I go to comic book stores. I'm in
sure.
that element.
Yeah.
People that watch my videos, that's what they're into.
Yeah.
So anytime I go to like comics to games.
How much kickback do you get from comics to games?
Everybody, that's like the biggest thing.
Yeah, it's a cool store.
I'm sure people think that they pay me, but they don't.
They
I just really,
do.
Really love
it. It's because Mike gets such cool, like that's where the Robin black and white came from, right? Like it was, we went, was it the Black Friday? Or
it was one of the sales.
One of the sales. I got it for like $50.
Yeah.
So, no, Comics to Games is a great store.
It's awesome.
We've both
all the stores around here are pretty good.
What are some other good stores? I haven't even been to.
I mean, have you ever been to Queen City Comics?
There's no other good stores.
Queen City Comics.
Down here
tell them about our stores.
Queen City Comics.
I've been to the one in Fairfield.
You should go to the one.
Go to the one
in
Pleasant Ridge.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. There's a lot of.
I've
cool
worked
stuff.
Off and on there for 25 years, so yeah.
But I do all this digital stuff, so.
Huh.
Yeah. He's a good guy. I mean, Jeff's a good guy. Jeff's probably one of two that still have stores, like one the original comic book store syndicate in Cincinnati. It's him and Paul down at Comic Book World.
Okay.
Are the two that have been, I think, in business the longest without any like
interruption
here. So. And I mean, nostalgia over in Westchester.
They don't have a lot of toys.
They don't have a lot of toys, but I mean, since he's in
like
comic books too,
and comics. Well, I mean,
yeah,
I have
since these videos where he's like, I'm gonna pull out comic books now. I don't care if you like these or not.
I have more comics in my closet than nostalgia has in their store.
Though. Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah, but
it's a gaming. It's a tabletop.
Yeah, have you ever been
store.
To Rock and Rooster?
I've never been there. I've heard about that.
Yeah, you should just do a comic book crawl.
There's so many good. Stores.
Comics to Games like is a good store, and like I have the funniest story with Mike because we had gone to Dragon Con 1 year years ago.
I was there for that.
You were standing there when I told him this story. I'm talking to Mike and I'm like, yeah, you know, we were talking about Knoxville because we went to Dragon Con and then we went to Vacation Pigeon Forge. So we went up to Knoxville for a day. I'm like, I want to hit every comic book store I can hit. Mm-hmm. And my girlfriend's cool enough that she's like, okay, we'll go. You know, she'll either sit in the car or she'll go in.
His sugar mama
is
good
mama.
Enough. Yeah.
Here comes the money.
Yeah, exactly. So Stephanie McMahon's entrance music is the ringtone when my wife calls.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
So we're standing there, and I'm talking to Mike about stores in Knoxville and that, and he's just got this grin on his face. And I said, yeah, I went into this one store. It's not there anymore. And I said, and the guy was really cool. I said, he had a lot of stuff like you do, and you know,
he looked a lot like you do.
Well, and that's the thing is my brain started working it as I'm talking to it because he cocked a grin. It was him. Mike had a store down in Knoxville, and I forget what the name of it was. And we had gone in there, and I talked to him for like an hour. My girlfriend sat on the car for an hour, and I was in there talking to him. And like, you know, he made enough of an impression on me that like when like the original Comics to Games wasn't that good. And he bought it from them when they moved up here. And I was like, you know, going down there and hitting the store every once in a while when we would be in the Florence area because Queen City's my shop.
Yeah.
And like, then when I told that story, I'm like, oh man, I'm like, this totally makes sense of why I like this store so much. Cause he had a little hole in the wall and it was like awesome. And then it's like, you have that store. And yeah, it's like, whenever you go there, I'm like, oh, cool. You know, it's good advertisement for them.
It was funny. Yeah. So Queen City, Trans Fan. That's a good one, which you guys haven't been to
yet.
He goes.
Oh, you go.
I hope so.
Yeah.
So, it's a neat store.
Yeah, that's what I've
seen. Do they let you record in there?
I don't ask.
Oh, you just do.
I record everywhere. I've gotten yelled
at. Have you guys ever had someone be like, "Hey, I don't want you recording in here"?
Yeah, I got yelled at Trader's World for recording in a booth.
Really? Trader's World?
Yeah, it was
like you're paying rent. You don't even own this place.
I was whatever, you know, recording. He's like, "Can I help you with something?" I'm like, "No, I'm good." He's like, "Well, what are you doing?" I said,
"I'm here from the FBI."
Yeah, YouTube channel. He's like, "I really don't appreciate that you're recording." I'm like, "Okay." I said, "Well, I won't buy anything." He's like, "Well, normally people just like ask if you go in a store." I'm like, "Yeah, but this is Trader's World."
Yeah,
I was like, "Yeah, you rent this booth."
Yeah, right.
So I've been to Trader's World twice.
Yeah. You've never been to Treasure Isles.
No. Yeah. And I'm okay if I don't go back.
Do you go to Treasure Isles?
It's like Las Vegas, right? I don't need to ever go back. I went this
World
past
is,
year.
It's
is
booming right now with figures and
I
stuff.
I get it,
they
but...
They have like, a lot of...
Treasure Isles, like outside during the summertime,
it's
awesome
sale
to hit because you find a lot of like stuff there that you wouldn't expect to. Mm-hmm. But inside, there's like one toy dealer that's like really good, and then that's it. And I'm like,
I went over to Saturday Morning Heroes last weekend. That was a good one.
What's that?
It's in Sharonville.
Yeah, it's a newer store.
It's
newer toy store.
So.
Small.
It's
little,
actually
it's
open.
Small
stores
wall
a lot.
Too.
Like, do you film yourself and record?
I don't talk.
You know,
that's one of the reasons I play music is A, because of the Hot Topic, because they always blast their music and copyright claimed, and B, because if I'm talking to the camera, someone's gonna come up to me and say, "Hey, what are you doing?" So that's why I film the footage and then I play the music.
Right, that's what.
When you went to Road to the Past Collectibles, that's the one that was just the room.
Yeah, it's like as big as this room.
Yeah,
probably. But it was full of good stuff.
Yeah, it's full of good stuff.
Have you been there?
Yeah, I've been there once.
So
you know, I was there and it was wintertime and they had the heat turned up so much and I had my coat on that I was like, dude, I got to get out of here. It's like I'm like sweating.
Yeah,
and like,
you would probably enjoy it since you're down.
It's
this
fun
area,
to look at. Like he's got a lot of like cool stuff to look at, but I was like, there's nothing here I really want to buy.
It's legit a lot of older stuff.
Yeah,
I like Superfly. In the bookery, like Superfly is probably my favorite comic book store.
Up in Yellow Springs.
In Yellow Springs,
it's a cool comic book store.
Is that the one that's right on the main road there?
No, that's Dark Star. It's like over a road. Yeah,
I didn't know there was another store.
Yeah, Superfly is like when you walk in, it feels like a comic book store more than like any.
I think they're coming
up
on their 10th anniversary.
Yeah, they have a. It's in like September 2nd.
Yeah.
So, all right. So my last question,
yep.
and you can ask more, but I'll shut up after this. So you both use very different technology. Mm-hmm. So you shoot everything on your iPhone.
Right.
And you go back and forth between your phone and your Canon
point
and shoot.
Phone,
you don't use your phone anymore. Okay. So you use your Canon point and shoot.
Yes.
All right. So kind of tell me the pros and cons each. Because, I mean, we already talked about this a little bit, but you weren't around yet. You were late.
Yeah,
hey.
Hey, you at got least a Josh donuts. Can show up on
time. Yeah, with an hour drive.
Anyway,
go ahead. Go wow. Okay.
I got your back.
He
man.
Got he got his donuts. So
yeah, I know. Stretch the commute.
So, yeah, yeah. Well, you
tell me about it.
The tennis tournament, Kings yeah. Island. It's a nightmare around here at this yeah. time. But yeah, just kind of tell me about why you chose the tech option that you went with, and like pros and cons.
I went with an iPhone because it's just handy. I could put it in my pocket. People don't ask me questions as to why I'm filming. It takes really good video. It takes good audio. I've had people that have asked me, what do you use? I'm like, I use my iPhone. I'm like, I mean, I think it just does it, the...
Do you have the 7?
I have the 7, and it's 128 gigs.
Okay.
So I remember when you recorded with your 6, and you were so stoked to get a 7.
And that was the only con with using an iPhone is when I had my 6, I only had, I think it was 32 or 64 gigs. So I would run out of space very quickly. So I'd have to take all the footage off, and then... I wouldn't be able to film sometimes because I just didn't have room.
Yeah, because I have the 6S Plus, but I have 128.
Yeah.
So
I honestly don't see any cons with using it other than it's not like 4K quality. It's not like super awesome.
It is.
High. Oh, is it?
It does 4K.
I don't record in 4K. Okay. It would take up too much room.
Yeah.
Probably.
And then what do you use to edit?
I use Final Cut Pro.
On Mac or PC?
Okay. I have a Mac. I use Final Cut Pro. I mean, it just does the trick for me. It's I don't have any cons with either of those things. So I see people using really, really nice fancy cameras and it just draws attention to you and
does it?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've only been asked one time,
yeah,
what are you doing? And that was in a Walgreens, and I'm like, oh, I'm just showing my kids what you guys have here. And it's like, oh, okay, cool.
Liar.
I can't say I definitely can't say that.
All right, and then sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I use a Canon G7X. I started off, like, my first couple of videos was with a Canon 70D, and I just, like, I'm a quality freak, like I was telling you earlier, and not, like, iPhone 7s and stuff are good. Like, those are, like, legit almost, like, point-and-shoot cameras.
Right.
But some of the videos that I've watched where it looks like they're filming with, like, a potato, you know what I mean? Like,
if the light isn't right,
explain
these are
filming
awful
with
cameras.
Potato, cause
like, with a really not good... quality film.
Yeah. Oh, like bouncing around and all that type of stuff.
And stuff. And yeah. It's not a dig at anybody, but it's just like I record and upload what I would want to watch to an extent. So like good quality, you know, just stuff. So that's why I just went ahead and dropped, you know, $900 on a damn camera because it's just what I want to do. And it's worth it. I mean, a lot of the compliments that I got right from the get-go was the quality.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to start uploading on my phone because I think that's the 6 Plus.
6S Plus, yeah.
This is
oh,
6
you're
plus.
Sorry.
So, and this this isn't as good as even that, or obviously the 7. So, and I don't know. I've recorded with my phone a couple of times, like way in the beginning when I didn't want to take my DSLR into stores and stuff. And I just, when I was using that and I would clip both the Canon and this together, like the quality changed so
you could
drastically
tell,
that I was like, I'm not even going to mess with my phone.
And anymore. Then what do you use to edit?
Adobe Premiere.
Okay. Cool.
And it's hard for me to edit. I'm not that great at editing, and I bought the program where I spend like $20 a month on it, so at least I didn't have to drop like $800 on the editing.
But that's how Creative Cloud is.
That's what I use. But
so, Adobe Premiere is hard. I mean, I edit professionally, and I can't stand Premiere. I've taken workshops and courses on how to use Premiere, and I still can't stand it.
I like iMovie better than Premiere.
I do. Yeah.
See, iMovie, that's what I used to edit my videos on, but like, it sounds really stupid, but what pissed me off about it was you couldn't put a picture up on the screen.
Yeah.
Like something so simple, but like to show something or like, hey, this is what I'm talking about or this or that. Like I couldn't do it without like zooming in or zooming out or like moving across the screen. I was like, I don't want this. Like I want this right here. Yeah.
So the downfall with that when you want to do that, you would have to go then into After Effects with Adobe. So then you might as well just use Premiere. So
I don't really get uncomfortable anymore recording in public. Like I do sometimes, but like if we were out or like when we were out, like I don't give a shit what anybody thinks of me. But when I'm alone, I kind of feel like a little meh. But then by the time I turn it on and I'm like walking, I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah. See, I don't like being on camera, and I'll tell you the story off air. But you know, it's just one of those things where I just. Anyway.
Whereas I'm okay on camera because I did video journalism classes I was on camera a lot. So and it was one of those things where at the beginning it's very uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. You know, I was in high school when this was happening, but it's like it's very uncomfortable to be in front of a camera because you're like, who am I talking to?
You have to get used to being comfortable in your own skin when you're in front of a camera. Like, if you watch my first video, I seem pretty uncomfortable.
My first video was horrible.
Yeah. And I didn't feel like myself. I was myself.
Now I'm going to have to go back and watch your first
one. If you want cringeworthy, go back and listen to the first episode of this podcast.
You have to find yourself, when you're on camera. Like, it's really...
And it's pre-Johnny as co-host.
Yeah, it wasn't... Yeah.
Good times. All right. Well, do you have anything else?
Yeah, sure. So what toy lines are you looking forward to that haven't hit yet, like out of Marvel Legends or whatever? Like, is there something that you're really like, ooh, I want that? Like,
pretty much all of the Black Series figures that come out on Force Friday.
Okay. Yeah.
Gonna spend
We're going to go out for Force Friday.
Yeah. Are we going out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thursday midnight, right?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
I don't know. I went to, I tried to go to my local Walmart last time for Force Friday, and they were like, they looked at me like I was crazy when I said, hey, where's the Star Wars thing?
Well, because no one did it for Rogue.
Are you talking about just Toys R Us?
One, or are you talking about Force Awakens?
Rogue One.
Oh, yeah. I think
our Walmart might have been one of the only ones they that
had
actually
stuff
had stuff
out, but it wasn't like,
well,
for
like
Force
Friday,
Awakens.
They had skids out with stuff, and like Rogue One, it was just all on the pegs.
Okay.
Like literally, we walked in, it was all on the pegs, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Should we go to Walmart first this year?
I don't know.
The only thing good about the Friday last year was getting the hover tank pilot.
Yeah.
And then now they're taking the peg one.
I want Thrawn more than anything, and then Hera.
Yeah.
And then I want that Black Series Rex.
I want the speeder.
The Lion Speeder. Yeah.
It actually looks better than the SDCC. Have you seen the box art for the Black Series one, the like original release? I like that a lot better.
Cool.
Than the SDCC.
Yeah, there's a good amount of stuff coming out. Like, what do you think of the Black Panther Legends and that? Have you seen?
I haven't even seen that.
They haven't shown any like stuff, but they've shown
the
characters.
Oh wait, are you talking about the movie?
The movie, stuff that's coming out.
I got you.
And in the rumor of the Build-A-Figures, it's going to be the Thing.
Oh wow.
Yeah, because I guess there's nobody really, unless they do Manape.
Yeah.
And it's like, if they do Manape, that's kind of a weird one to do.
Right.
Yeah. But like, they're doing a Namor in that series. I don't know Marvel Legends Namor from Walgreens.
Yeah.
This one's going to be just the trunks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, that's cool. That's a good idea. So I'm looking forward to some of those. Mm-hmm. And that, for some reason, I love that Black Panther design, and I'm like, you know, that's really cool.
Yeah. The Marvel Cinematic one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because it's awesome.
Yeah. And that, but like, you know, it's just, they showed so much in San Diego, and it's like Hascon's going to show a lot, where it's like, you're seeing stuff a year out, and it's like, ooh, I want that. It's like...
I mean,
the Praetorian Guard looks cool from the Black Series.
I don't know what to think of that.
Yeah,
the new Praetorian Guard?
Yeah, the new Praetorian Guard. It's like the new Emperor's.
See, I kind of want to see
guard.
It in motion before I make any decisions.
I have no idea why they did that.
It's just, you know, the thing of history repeating itself.
Yeah. Like, it's. When it first released, I thought it was kind of like a concept art.
Yeah.
And then
it
came like legit, and I was just like.
Well, Star Wars designs have kind of, you can't see this because this is podcast and doing something with my hands, but Star Wars designs have kind of been in this like little spectrum here.
Yeah.
And what they're doing for that is kind of going out here a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. I respect it. Like, I'll probably buy it still, but it's kind of just like, it doesn't get me excited like it did when they, released even just the ERG on Black Series. Like, I was hyped for that. So it was.
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the new director, Rian Johnson. Anytime you get a new, I mean, for the most part, the previous, seven movies have all had kind of the same designs because it's been the same people behind it. J.J. Abrams directed the last movie, but still, that guy was heavily, heavily influenced.
Well, Larry Kasdan was,
was,
I mean.
Like, hand in hand with J.J., right?
But, Rian Johnston is writing, directing, he's, there's no other voice but his.
Right.
So
that's why things are starting to look a little different, a little skewed, not what we're kind of used to, because totally different mind that's creating these things in his head.
That's why I'm getting mad at people getting pissed off about the Porgs. It's like, I bet they're going to be awesome.
Well, they remind me.
That's
of
what I'm hoping.
There's
for,
a creature from the old Marvel comic called Hoojibs.
Yep.
And that's what the Porgs remind me of, is the Hoojibs. They were these little rabbit-looking creatures that they found on a planet when they were looking for a new rebel base. They were in the book from that point on. They're like on covers and everything, and it's like they were Ewoks before Ewoks, I guess you would say. And they were interactive to the point they were intelligent creatures, so they talked.
Yeah.
I'm like, if the Porgs talk.
They do, because they're the natives to that Jedi temple planet that Luke's on.
They have some,
and they're
kind of
pissed
Jedi
that Luke
power,
is there.
Probably. Huh. Oh, so. Okay. Well,
spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Get off our planet.
We don't want your kind.
Well, and the thing with the Praetorian Guard is I think that...
What is it called? A Gatorian?
Praetorian. Yeah.
With a P.
So, like, I think that there'll like be a Roman action sequence where we get to see, like, Rey in action with a lightsaber battle is because she's going to be fighting the Praetorians.
Yeah,
I don't think
I
it's going to be a lot of Kylo in her because we got that already.
Yeah. I guess I can't be a hypocrite and say that I don't like it because I haven't seen...
Yeah. I like the design. I think the design looks cool. I'm like, I'm very curious to see what they do.
Yeah, but we got to see that Guavian Death Gang.
Black Series,
and he was on screen for 2 seconds. Well,
before he got it was easy to buy a bunch of them when they went on Markdown. Though.
I always like to say they got eaten by Raptar from Rugrats.
Yes. Okay.
So.
God damn, I was
going
to say something.
Oh, sorry, man.
No, that's cool. How long have we been talking?
Almost an hour and a half.
Hell yeah.
And you thought you were going to have anything to talk about.
I know. Yeah,
I know. You haven't shut up yet.
I know. That's, I had that rock star. Shout out to the rock star. Sorry. I'm ending my conversation now.
But,
so, Josh, you got into Legos.
Yeah.
And are you out of Legos now?
No, I just, they're way expensive, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's, and the thing with that is the distribution is on point with those where you could walk in almost anywhere and find that. It's not
those new Thor sets are pretty sweet.
Yeah, like I probably stopped buying. The last set I bought was the Duel on Naboo with Maul and Qui-Gon. I mean, that's a cool set.
Yeah.
So I've stopped since then.
I just know like I've kind of gotten out of Lego at this point.
Did you ever get into Lego?
It was.
I have Batman Legos.
Do you?
It was dangerous. The last one I bought was the Batcave.
I built them all.
Oh, right.
So I was doing just the DC superheroes, right? And then I told Johnny, I'm not going to do Star Wars. I'm not going to do Star Wars. I'm not going to do Star Wars.
Yeah.
Now all I buy are Star Wars.
Yeah.
But
they're fun, though.
Yeah.
I mean, they are.
Yeah, they're fun.
Awesome.
It's
they
therapeutic.
Take up a lot of room, too.
Yes.
Like that snap is like the most therapeutic thing ever. Like I'm having a bad day. Just.
Are you familiar with the Republic gunship that came out like a couple years ago from Attack of the
Clones?
The big one or whatever.
That's the one I want more than anything.
I found it on Letgo for $90, and it was in. It was in box, but it was loose.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding. I dumped out the whole damn thing on my kitchen table and found each piece because it wasn't in the bag.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you had to. It's one of those ones where you have to, like, literally lay everything out.
Yeah, it took me like 3.5
hours. I've had to do that before.
Yeah.
But it's probably my favorite.
That's the one it was on sale at one point, and we told my wife about it, and you told her about it. And it's like, he wants this for his birthday or Christmas, whatever. She didn't go get it.
Yeah.
The Legos are an investment.
I found
that
on Markdown.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was on Markdown.
I think, what was it originally? Like $129? I think I paid like $75 for it.
And now, like, sealed it goes for like $300.
Yeah.
So I'm never going to have it.
I have the Ewok village.
I'll tell you about something offline. Yeah, there's some things I don't want to talk about like that I've had happen.
But
so.
I've also kind of run out of room.
Yeah.
So.
That's why I took all mine down to put the figures up because I used to have my whole bookshelf case was all Lego.
Well, and that's what's cool about like your videos is that you have an ever evolving display behind you.
Talking about me or Cincy?
You. Well, his is just grow. His like grows.
Yeah.
Like he's got a full basement. I'm like, I hate you for that.
Yeah.
But like yours, like you have a good setup and like the wall changes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's a good way to go about it is like, you know, put new stuff up, take stuff down, show stuff. I love when you turn the camera around like, yeah, this is all my other stuff. And it's just piles of stuff. I'm like, hey, that's what my garage looks like, except it's worse.
Yeah, it's bad.
Or your living room.
Or my living room. Yeah. Living room's not that bad. But yeah. The garage is going to be an exploratory mission. So I know what's in there. I just don't know where it is. But yeah, your setup, yours is mainly Mezco and... As SHRs?
Mostly hot toys, mostly hot toys and sideshows and whatnot. But I'm running out of room, so I'm having to purge out some of my collection.
That's what
I have a funny sideshow off.
Just put the kids out in the backyard in the tent. You can use their room. Yeah,
but
that's not called child abuse, is it?
No, it's negligence.
One's a felony, one's a misdemeanor.
Big difference.
One you go to jail, one you just get a ticket. So, well, cool.
Yeah.
All right. So where? Cincy, can they find you online?
They could find me at youtube.com/CincyNerd. They could find me on Facebook. I'm listed under Cincy Nerdman because Facebook has some kind of issue with me using Cincy Nerd. They want me to use a real name. And Cincy Nerdman sounds like a much more real name than Cincy Nerd.
It's like Spider-Man or Batman.
Cindy Nerdman.
You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Instagram, all at Cincy Nerd.
Cool. And Josh?
You can just search YouTube, Josh Pence, and hopefully I pop up there. And then for Instagram, it's Josh Pence underscore Hunts. I'm trying to be more active on there, post all the quote-unquote behind-the-scenes stuff of my collections. And
we'll
whatever.
Put all your links in the show.
Yeah, we'll add those, but it's always good to say it at the end.
Yeah, always plug. So.
All right.
Plug, plug, plug.
Cool.
You can find me everywhere.
You can find me everywhere. Don't forget about our Twitter, Patreon page. Tweet. Oh, and if you've listened all the way to the end of this, I forgot to mention at the beginning, we are on anchor.fm now. Definitely check that out.
And I have no idea what that is. But I know. You send it to me, and I'm like, okay.
So, all right.
Thanks for having us.
Sure thing. Thanks for for driving an hour down. Thanks for the donuts.
Sure.
It was awesome. It was great conversation.
I drive an hour for Toy Hunts. He can come down and do a podcast.
That's the truth.
Imagine how many stores you can stop at on the way home.
Right?
That's,
Cocoa that's what 3.5 hours.
Yeah, exactly. Look at the face. Look at the face. Have you been to Kokomo?
I have not. No.
You haven't
not
been to Kokomo either?
I've driven past on the way to Chicago.
We're going to go there.
Yeah, I want to go there bad.
See, take Brian with you.
Yeah, take me.
Take Brian with you.
I'll hold the camera.
We need to just rent a bus out. I know other people who want to go too, and it's like, just rent a bus and have them drive us.
So
that way I can sleep all the way up and all the way back.
All right. Well, on that note, we will see you guys next time.
Have a good one.
Adios.
Adios.
The Infamous Podcast is recorded in Kings Mills, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. You can find new episodes every Friday on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, our website, or anywhere podcasts are downloaded. This show is hosted by Johnny Podorf and me, Brian Tudor. Those amazing banners that go with our show notes, those are designed by Johnny, and the show is mixed and engineered by me. Our intro music is Moose from bensounds.com. You can find more information about the show online at infamouspodcast.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Infamous Podcast. To stay up to date on the latest news about the show and find out what's going on in the world of comics, movies, TV, and more. We also have a Patreon page, patreon.com/infamouspodcast. We have some great rewards for our patrons, and what we're looking for is help to grow the show to keep bringing you more of the content you want to hear. You can find Johnny on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as @JohnnyPodorf, and I'm on most social networks as @BrianTudor. So whenever you're listening to us, have a great day, night, evening, weekend, whenever it is, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Later.